want to start the broadcast today by taking a Facebook question. This one comes from Donica. And she asks, I was recently part of a Word of Faith church in Houston, and speaking in tongues was a must in order to have the Holy Spirit, according to the Word of Faith movement. My question is this: is it necessary to speak in tongues in order to be a Christian? And I answer that question in the Bible Answer Book, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And I point out that it's become increasingly common for Christians to suppose that the full gospel includes the baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Apostle Paul makes this plain. Believers, he says, are all baptized by one Spirit into one body. And yet, says Paul, not all who believe speak in tongues. I don't know how clear it gets. So tongues could be a manifestation. It can't be the only manifestation. Furthermore, even if one does speak in tongues, it's no guarantee that that person has been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Paul puts it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. One more point. Scripture makes this point clear. The normative sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit isn't speaking in tongues. It's the confession of Jesus Christ as Lord, repentance from sin, and then obedience to God. In sum, righteousness, not tongues, is the core of Christianity compressed in a single word. Again, all kinds of questions coming in now on Twitter and Facebook. We're in the age of Web 2.0, social media, and we're engaged. Love to answer your questions. Just write them in, send them in. We'll do the best we can to get to everyone we possibly can, just like on the show, however, we can't to get everybody's questions. So if we don't get to yours, my apology in advance.